4. Roussar hoped that once they got outside and he could see where they were going, things would make more sense. That plan was dashed as one by one, black hoods were placed over each man's head before he was taken outside to a waiting column of green Humvees. 10 minutes later, the convoy came to a stop. Before Roussar's heavy hood was removed, he could make out the distinct, high-pitched whine of idling jet engines. On the rain-soaked tarmac, the prisoners stared up at an enormous Boeing 727 as their shackles were removed. A metal staircase had been rolled up against the side of the aircraft, and its door stood wide open. No one said a word, but based on the demeanor of the soldiers, who seemed to have been ordered to keep their distance from the plane, Roussar came to a stunning conclusion. Without being directed to do so, he took a step forward. When none of the soldiers tried to stop him, he took another, and another, until his feet touched the first metal step and he began climbing upward two at a time. His salvation was at hand, just as he had known it eventually would be. With the sound of the other prisoners pounding up the gangway behind him, Roussar stepped cautiously into the cabin. He found an empty place near the window and buckled himself in. As the main cabin door was closed, several members of the flight crew disappeared into the rear of the aircraft and returned lugging odd-looking pieces of medical